Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 13, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you?
Good. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. How about you?
As well. I hope everybody else out there had a pretty awesome Thanksgiving in the United States. It was a relatively quiet week in the horse racing world, I believe. Of note, I know that Mr. Gary Stevens is going to be retiring because of his injuries, right?
Yeah, I saw that he had some kind of some back issue. You know, I think you remember that I had met him on a plane ride and spent a pretty decent flight from Albany when I was visiting Saratoga all the way back to Chicago when he was coming to ride in the Arlington Million a number of years ago. What a great guy.
Yeah, good guy. I hope he goes back into the booth with NBC because he was great doing that.
He really was. Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised we see him soon. But best wishes to Gary. He was a great rider, and I think that was a smart move on his part. Don't want to get hurt, and then be in a wheelchair, as it was quoted, I believe.
I read that. Yeah.
Anyway, let's review the this week. We'll review the podcast agenda, and I also want to mention. Everything as far as our website goes, visit our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. And at the top of the page, you'll find all the links, all the ways you can listen to us. We have all the bases covered. Just click a link to listen to us. We're on Facebook. Join our Facebook group. The link's out there on the website as well. Or we may post some videos or any other items. If you want to listen to us on Amazon Echo, just ask Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn. Be sure you're following us on Twitter, Off the Charts HR. Steve may post some any late day changes and maybe any other picks he might find. Over 23,600 downloads and about 300 plus this past week for last week's episode. We really appreciate you listening to us. The agenda will listen. The first thing I want to mention is our donation page. We do have a donation page. If you can donate to us, we keep the lights on here. We'd appreciate it. That's at patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. You'll review last week's results and no nugget segment this week. And we got handicapping at Churchill and at Del Mar. So go ahead and give us your review of last week.
Yeah, Dave. So real quick review of last week, three stakes races. One of the stakes races was taken off the turf, race at Aqueduct. And as it turned out, our top pick was scratched because of the race off the turf, but our second pick actually, was not scratched and raced. So, and did win the race, but I'm not going to take credit for a winner since I had handicapped that race for the turf, but, that horse did win and pay $11. Two stakes races handicapped where they actually raced on the surface they were intended to race on. We had one top pick winner. And of course, that Mr. Misunderstood wound up winning the turf race at Churchill. One top pick winner out of two races, one off the turf. 333 stakes races handicapped, 147 top two pick winners. Still trekking along at 44%.
Can't complain. And you did mention that last week when you handicapped the Aqueduct that it may come off the turf, and sure enough, you were right.
So, yeah, it did. Yeah, it, so. Yeah, and there was an opportunity to do some. Aqueduct's got a couple of graded stakes races tomorrow. I'm not even going to mess with it. I just looked at the weather forecast earlier today in New York, and they're going to get. It's 100% chance of rain tonight, so I'm not messing with that. So
it's going to be an off track and. I think we have some snow coming here on Sunday, so the weather just keeps getting active around the country. So it's always good to look at Churchill and Del Mar because you always have usually the pretty decent weather there. So
yes,
and with that, let's kick into that. The first place you want to go to is Churchill Downs, and we have two races: the 9th and the 11th. We'll start with the 9th. The 9th is a mile and a 16th, and it's a Grade 2. It's the Golden Rod. $200,000 and Philly two-year-olds. You love your two-year-olds. Let's hear what you have.
Like I said, Dave, not a whole lot of options here for handicapping, but
give it a shot.
So I do like the eight horse in this ninth race at Churchill on Saturday. The eight horses: Break Curfew, Chad Brown Trains, Javier Castellanos the jockey. This horse is 9-5 in the morning line. sprint to route. He has the sub 12 second eighth of a mile there in that in the only race this horse has ever raced, broke its maiden at Belmont. Sire is Into Mischief. Horse was bought for $220,000, like Chad on the stretch out here. Yeah. 406 Tomlinson. So this horse will get nothing. Will get nothing but better as the distance starts to increase. Actually, at 9-5, this horse isn't even going to be the morning line favorite. So there's another horse in here that's actually a shorter price than the morning line. So let's make the 8-horse Dave Break Curfew our top selection in this 9th race at Churchill on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, let's make a price play. Let's take the 3-horse Reflect, Keith DeSormo. Trains Tyler Gaffleone is the jockey. 12-1 in the morning line. This horse raced in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly last time. Had a rough trip. Went off at 13-1. I like the Bullet Workout at Churchill Downs coming off that race. Obviously, DeSormo stayed in at Churchill with this horse Reflect, and looks like the kind of horse that will probably improve over the course of time. I like the fact that this horse has raced at a mile and a 16th the last two times out. Especially with these young horses, you just never really know how they're going to go around two turns and over a distance of ground. At least I know this horse has done it. And if you throw out that Breeders' Cup Juvenile Grade 1, that Alcibiades race at Keeneland, pretty nice effort there where she ran second to Restless Rider, who will be one of the favorites in this race. So let's make the 3-horse Dave Reflect our second selection here in this 9th race at Churchill Downs on Saturday. And our third and final selection will be the 5-horse Restless Rider. Kenny McPeak trains. BJ Hernandez is the jockey. 7-5 in the morning line. This horse looks like one of the closers in the race. Certainly, you can't dismiss those last two buyer speed figures, 84 and 85, though I think the 85 in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly on Breeders' Cup Friday, I believe, was a little bit flattered by the fact that that was a pretty fast pace the last time out and was certainly set up for closers that day. At 7-5 with those buyer speed figures, I don't think we can take this horse out of our top three. So let's make the 5-horse Restless Rider our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, the 9th race at Churchill on Saturday, our selections are going to be 8, 3, and 5.
And the 3, the Reflect, did have a really good Bullet Workout on the 17th, right?
Correct. At Churchill. Yep. Yeah, it's
that,
nice.
I was thinking maybe that was something that persuaded you, that horse, too.
It was.
So, anyway, let's move on to the 11th race as I scan through our pages here. And that is another mile and a 16th race. It's a grade 2. It's the Kentucky Jockey Club. It's $200,000 for 2-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so I'm going to take a price shot here. I'm going to make the 3-horse Manny Wah. Wayne Catalano trains. His son-in-law, Channing Hill, is the jockey, 12-1 in the morning line. This horse throws blinkers on for the first time. Catalano's got some nice stats, 27% first-time blinks, 24% whenever he puts blinkers on. He's a 14% trainer in graded stakes races. This horse certainly has shown early speed in just about all of his races early in his career. Maybe the blinkers here will get this horse more focused. $175,000 buy when Channing Hill rides for his father-in-law. Wayne Catalano, he's at 21%. I'm going to take a shot here, Dave. Going to make the 3-horse Manny Wah our top selection in this 11th race at Churchill on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 12-horse. The 12-horse is King for a Day. King for a Day is trained by Todd Pletcher. Johnny Velasquez, the jockey, 8-1 in the morning line. This is a horse also that has some early fit foot. I like these horses out of Uncle Mo. Uncle Mo's the sire. I certainly could see this horse getting a stalking trip, you know, maybe laying third or fourth off our top selection and Johnny pushing the button at the right time and possibly winning the race. So it makes sense to me, Dave. Let's make the 12-horse King for a Day, our second selection in this 11th race at Churchill on Saturday. And then our third and final selection, Dave, we're going to go to the rail. The one Signal Man, Kenny McPeak trains, BJ Hernandez, the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. His horse had a really tough trip in that Breeders' Cup Juvenile Grade 1 on Breeders' Cup Friday. 13 was the 13 horse out of 13 post positions the last time. Certainly 17 point buyer figure improvement from its previous race. Thing that concerns me here is that this horse needs pace to set up his closing kick and could get lost on the rail and have a hard time finding its way through in order to finish off being a winner in this race, Dave. But I do like the connections here. You know, BJ Hernandez when he rides for McPeak is 24%. So let's make the one horse Signal Man our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, Churchill's 11th race on Saturday, our selections are going to be 3, 12, and 1.
Okay, let's move over to Del Mar. Del Mar, you have two races here. It's the starting one you picked was the fifth race. Fifth race is a mile on the turf. It's a grade 3. It's the Jimmy Durante. A purse is $100,000 for fillies, 2-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this race is going to be the four horse. The four horse is Monette, Grand Motion Trains, Kent DeSormo, the jockey, 4-1 in the morning line. Second North American start, Grand Motion, turf race, enough said. Let's make the four horse Monette our top selection in this fifth race at Del Mar on Saturday. Our second selection, I got real creative here. I took Grand Motion with a second North American start on the turf as my second selection. So the six horse Pivotina, Grand Motion trains, Drayton Van Dyke, 7-2 in the morning line, Lasix for the first time. Same scenario as our top selection. As I said, second North American start on the turf, Grand Motion, all things that I like. So going to make the six horse Pivotina our second selection in this fifth race at Del Mar on Saturday. And our third and final selection, we're going to go to the outside, Dave. We're going to take the 11-horse Courteous. Richard Mandela trains. Joe Talamo is the jockey, 15-1 in the morning line. This horse shows early foot sprinting and is now going to be stretching out, going turf to turf. So second lifetime start on the turf, usually a chance for big improvement. Got a nice 367 Tomlinson at the distance. Would not be surprised to see Talamo get this horse out on the front end and try to nurse this thing along on the lead. So at 15-1 seems like a decent price play for 2-year-olds. Let's make 11 Courteous our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, the fifth race at Del Mar on Saturday, our selections are going to be 4, 6, and 11.
Okay, then now we'll move to the last race of our picks here. It's the seventh race at Del Mar. It's a mile and a 16th in the turf chute. It's a grade 2. It's the Seabiscuit Handicap, $200,000. And we got 3-year-olds in upward this time. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, I'm going to take the four-horse Pin Check. Jessica Harrington, who I don't know anything about, obviously doesn't look like she's trained any horses before, because I don't see a winning percentage for her anywhere, at least not here in North America. But crazy as it is, she wound up getting Mike Smith to jump on this horse for her. So yeah. Smitty rides this Jessica Harrington trains, 5-1 the morning line, adjusted time form figures to buyer speed figures. The last one would be a 105. The race part of that would be 108. Either one of those two buyer speed figures equivalents would win this race. Got a feeling this horse is well meant here. Going to take the four horse Pin Check as our top selection in the seventh race at Del Mar on Saturday. Our second selection is going to be the 10 horse. The 10 horse is Ohio. Ohio is trained by Michael McCarthy, Drayton Van Dyke, the jockey, 8-1 in the morning line. This horse is third off the claim for McCarthy. claimed it off a very low percentage trainer, 6% trainer. After claiming this horse for 50, dropped it in for 28 and won easy. And then the next time out, put this horse in a grade two, and this horse ran third, only 2 1/4 lengths off, running a 100 buyer speed figure. McCarthy is a 24% trainer in graded stakes, Dave, so he places his horses in the right spots in these graded stakes. And Van Dyke has won 31% when he's teamed up with McCarthy, so this is kind of his go-to jock in these situations. So let's make the 10 horse, Dave, Ohio, our second selection in the seventh race at Delmar on Saturday. And our third and final selection, let's make the 7-horse Synchrony with Michael Stidham, the trainer, Joe Bravo, the jockey, 9-2 in the morning line. Let's make this 7-horse Synchrony our third selection. 10 lifetime starts on a turf, 5 wins, 2 seconds, 2/3, 9 times out of 10. This horse has finished in the money on the turf, got a nice bullet work out there at Fairgrounds. Interesting that Stidham would ship this horse out to California to ride, to be in this stakes race. And it's also interesting that he was able to get Joe Bravo to take the ride out there as well. Bravo has won with this horse 4 times here in the past performances. So this is the horse, the jockey that seems to fit this horse really well. We're going to make 7 Synchrony our third and final selection. So to summarize, the 7th race at Del Mar on Saturday, our selections are going to be 4, 10, and 7.
Okay, short and sweet this week. Let's wrap it up. Our website is offthechartshorseracing.com. You can go to our website, find how to listen to us. Please visit the site. Follow us on Twitter at OffTheChartsHR, where there'll be any podcast updates, race day changes, or any other picks Steve may so choose to put out there. If you want to send us email, send an email at questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. And do you have any closing comments before we wrap it up?
No, Dave. My only closing comment is that today is my 22nd wedding anniversary. And
congratulations.
Yep, thank you. And I just want to give a shout out to my wife, Sarah, who puts up with all this nonsense on a regular basis. So
hey, my wife does, too. We're both in the same club. So
yeah.
You keep doing all these podcasts, gosh darn it.
Yeah.
That's why we enjoy it. And we will see you tomorrow at Trackside.
Yep, I'll be there. I'll be there, Dave.
Yep. All right. And with that, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.